And now, news with Galvin on the Mike Delta Show.
Do we have results of the poll?
From the, yes, hold on.
From the four people, Kevin, Amanda, Jess, and don't tell me. Kevin, Amanda, Jess, and Haley.
Yes.
We completely took Joe's entry off. What was her name, Joe?
Bethany.
Bethany. Bethany was not prepared to talk about her sex life.
Right.
And she also dropped an F-bomb on the show.
Yeah.
Nice girl. Probably capable of doing some great things. Not on our show.
So, the total, I'll start from worst and work my way up to the most favorite.
I want to know.
You want to know
the people's favorites. Okay. I want to know what the lowest to highest voting is. So, not what your favorites are.
Well, that's what I meant.
Say it the right way.
The people's lowest, least favorite was Haley J with 9%.
Wow.
Go show you. Looks hard, everything.
Right. Yeah. And then next in front of her is Amanda Jordan with 10% of the votes.
Okay.
Then ahead of her was Kevin with a total of 23% of the votes. And in first place with a whopping 55% of the votes
people
is Jess
midget.
The Midget. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So. Now, so Jess was...
ironic that she got more than half.
Yeah.
Jess was the midget who ended up in an ambulance at our live gig.
Mm-hmm.
She's also on a television show called Real Little Ladies
Little
of
Little Women
some...
New York.
What is it?
Little Women New York.
Oh. Okay, yeah. She's on that show. And she is the granddaughter of, maybe, of William Shatner.
Mm-hmm.
So we really, there's got a lot of interesting things about her. So we need to figure out how we're going to do this. We did send, there it is.
Yeah, there she is.
My wife asked me, she's like, is she on Little Women New York?
Yeah, by the way, don't think I don't watch it.
You do?
Of course, I watch all shows.
Is it good?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's a setup.
Is it fake? Yeah, it's all fake. Yeah. I don't know. We got Kevin, who we sent out to the big protest over the weekend, the big march. So we'll hear from him a little bit and see how his work went. And Jess, I saw in a lot of Snapchats at the Mike Busey house, the new Sausage Castle over the weekend. I didn't hear anything from Amanda or Haley J.
Yeah.
Haley had my number. She did not.
Oh, she didn't want to reach out. That's rude.
Galvin, what do we have in news?
You want to do the opener?
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
Did he?
I do not remember.
No,
if I'm being 100%
honest. He did the opener.
Thank you, Joseph.
No, he didn't.
Yes, I did. You want to bet?
I do. Did you play the opener, the thing, Joe?
No. Do you want to bet or not?
I will bet you Spanish.
Oh, no, please.
I don't want him.
All right. If you're right, he leaves.
Okay.
Oh, come on.
Can you rewind the tape?
Not right now. I'll have to. You want me to pause it?
I did play.
Didn't you?
Yes.
Do I have to leave now?
You start talking about other stuff.
Yeah, Spanish.
You want me to just walk
out of here?
Okay.
Not my president.
Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump was sworn in as president of the United States on Friday afternoon. Here is the swearing in of Donald J. Trump.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
I, Donald John Trump, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute.
The office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
Yeah! Dominus Verbiscus.
I love that we still have So Help Me God in there.
Yeah, right?
Like, I'm not attacking anybody's religion or anything, but what if you don't believe in God?
Yeah.
And you just go, yeah, well.
Yeah.
People are still, I mean, we're still swearing on Bibles.
Yeah, yeah. And they had a priest, a reverend, and a rabbi, I believe, all speak before they swore in Donald Trump.
After the inauguration, they all walked into a bar.
Because
what happened? Something happened. I don't know. But Donald Trump was sworn in, and here are some of his closing comments that he had to say after his long speech that he had.
So to all Americans, in every city, near and far, small and large, from mountain to mountain, from ocean to ocean, hear these words. You will never be ignored again. Your voice, your hopes, and your dreams will define our American destiny. and your courage and goodness and love will forever guide us along the way. Together, we will make America strong again. We will make America wealthy again. We will make America proud again. We will make America safe again. And yes, together, we will make America great again. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless America.
But nobody was there, right?
Thank you.
I heard it was empty and nobody...
God bless America.
It must be fake applause.
Yeah, that is the big thing. Of course, Donald Trump, President Trump, spoke at the CIA on Saturday about how the media had lied about the size of the crowds at the inauguration. Here is Trump talking about that.
We had... It looked, honestly, it looked like 1.5 million people. Whatever it was, it was.
By the way, you can't just ballpark 1.5 million people.
Well, you know how they got that. Because his spokesman said from here to here
was this many. Yeah, but you know. I'm going to ballpark it. It was like 5,000. Like, for me, there. Once there was over 1,000, I have no idea.
Just how many people.
Yeah, 1.5 million.
They should have charged $1 to everybody who wanted to go and given all that money to charity.
Or had them go in through gates and had them beep, you know, do a thing or something.
Honestly, it looked like 1.5 million people. Whatever it was. But it went all the way back to the Washington Monument. And I turned on, and by mistake, I get this network. And it showed an empty field. And it said we drew 250,000 people. Now, that's not bad. But it's a lie. We had 250,000 people literally around, you know, in the little bowl that we constructed. That was 250,000 people. The rest of the, you know, 20-block area all the way back to the Washington Monument was packed. So we caught them, and we caught them in a beauty.
Caught them in a beauty. Caught them in a big lie there. Of course, the fake crowd size was a big thing. President Trump was sworn in on Friday and reported the crowds were pretty small compared to most inaugurations, including both of Obama's. The pictures showed it, and the travel data showed it. But the White House press secretary, Sean Spicer, went off on the media in his very first press conference on Saturday for lying about the crowds. And, of course, people on Twitter went crazy about this.
Before you play a picture, you're going to play the audio of Sean Spicer? Picture Dr. Zola from the Hydra movies, from Captain America, the little nerdy Nazi doctor with the glasses. He sounds just like him.
Here you go.
Photographs of the inaugural proceedings were intentionally framed in a way, in one particular tweet, minimize the enormous support that had gathered on the National Mall. Inaccurate numbers involving crowd size were also tweeted. No one had numbers because the National Park Service, which controls the National Mall, does not put any out. This was the largest audience to ever witness an inauguration, period, both in person and around the globe. This kind of dishonesty in the media, the challenging that bringing about our nation together is making it more difficult. There's been a lot of talk in the media about the responsibility to hold Donald Trump accountable. And I'm here to tell you that it goes two ways. We're going to hold the press accountable as well.
Oh, okay, and I think that's a great idea, except I watched it for a long time, and there was no way there was more people there than there was for Obama's, and rightfully so. I don't know what you think you're judging by that, because Barack Obama was the first black president, and every black person should have tried to make their way there so that they could celebrate that and say, finally. I don't understand what the big deal about this. They're wasting so much valuable time on this nonsense.
Well, this is kind of funny, because not even 3 weeks ago, Sean Spicer was interviewed and said he would never lie to the press. And then his first thing.
Yeah, but you know what? I kind of like the fact that they're taking the press to task on everything, although it seems like this is a big waste of time. But, I mean, you know, they're not going to let them get away with false reporting or half-assed reporting, which is what we do now.
Here he is from 3 weeks ago saying he would not lie to the press.
The one thing that whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, you have your integrity. I may tell a reporter I can't comment on something or, you know, I'm not able to discuss it, but I've never lied. And I don't think, and I don't intend, I would argue that anybody who's an aspiring communicator adhere to that. Because you, if you lose the respect and trust of the press corps, you got nothing.
Would you quit if you were asked to
A question of quit. I can't, I don't think any communicator worth their salt can go out and tell a lie. You just, you can't do it. I think it's one thing for a surrogate to say something, or, and again, I'm not by any means advocating that. I think you have to, you can spin the way you want, but I think to go out and tell an all lie is something that's just not acceptable.
Except the first day.
Yeah.
It's okay on the first
day. Was that spinning or was that a lie? And then Kellyanne Conway went on Meet the Press yesterday to talk about Trump's battle with the media over the crowd sizes at the inauguration. And she somehow made Trump look even worse by coming up with a phrase that has been coined and now people are going crazy.
She's the only person I know that has worse under eye circles than
yeah.
me.
Yeah,
she's got
pretty bad.
How puffiest eyes.
Here is Kellyanne Conway.
You did not answer the question. Why did the president send out his press secretary for the very first time in front of that podium to utter a provable falsehood? It undermines the credibility of the entire White House press office
Don't be so overly dramatic about it, Chuck. What you're saying it's a falsehood, and they're giving Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that. But the point remains.
Wait a minute. Alternative facts? Look, alternative facts are not facts.
He's laughing.
They're falsehoods.
Yeah. So alternative facts. And then, of course, that went crazy on social media. Everyone was like, alternative facts. I saw...
alternative to the truth.
I saw a book that was alternative facts, and it had on the front, it had like a picture of a chair, and it said table. And it had a picture of a dog, and it said fire truck. It was all kind of stuff. Madonna showed up to the Women's March on Washington this weekend and gave a speech that got a lot of attention, including from the Secret Service. Mm-hmm. She may be in some trouble.
Yes, I'm angry.
Yeah.
Yes,
I'm old.
I am outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Slow it down,
but I know,
Madge.
That this won't change anything.
Blowing it up would change some things.
Secret Service. Yeah. Maybe knocking on the door. So now she
said... They said they're going to investigate her.
Right, right. Yeah. So she said that she would, give favors to everybody that voted for Clinton, for Hillary Clinton, which she didn't come through.
And a reporter went to her house, knocked on the door, and asked. He said he was there to collect.
I don't know.
Question. If the Secret Service is investigating you for making comments like that, and you've done other illegal activities, can they bring you up on charges for those things?
What do you mean? Yeah. So I had a interesting couple of run-ins with the Secret Service back in my younger days of radio. And when they come in, they asked me for my... from my bank account, my father's information, father's bank account information, sure. So then they went to one of my coworkers' houses and they searched his house and they took all his guns and put them in a bathtub while another security guard guarded them. And then they went through everything else in the house. Oh, yeah, the Secret Service has got a lot of jurisdiction there. And Madonna, every threat against the president has to be taken seriously. And this is the one that not only said that she would like to... kill the president, but she said she wanted to blow up the White House. She dreams of blowing up the White House. If she had a name like Macdana, they would be storming down her house right now.
Well, she does do that henna tattoo.
Yeah, she does.
Yeah, Kabbalah. I don't know what that means. It sounds very Muslim.
A woman got kicked off a flight over the weekend because she kept harassing the guy next to her for supporting Trump. First, she tried to get the flight attendants to move the guy to another seat, but that's not exactly what happened. We have some video on Bone TV.
Yeah, why was he wearing the hat? Like the red hat or something? Like, how do you know?
He was going to the inauguration.
Oh, going to the inauguration.
Yeah, so I think he was wearing some shirt or hat or something. But anyways, the audio is not great on this, but here you can give a listen and check out the video as well.
She has called me names and insulted me just for sitting down in the seat saying that I came here to celebrate today.
Is there going to be a problem?
I would like for him to change seats with someone.
No, I'm going to get somebody. Well, you don't have that right.
You pretend you have the moral high ground, but you put that man's finger on the meat on your butt. That man doesn't believe in climate change. Do you believe in gravity? Did you know?
For a second, I just want you to know, for you people who can't see the video, I couldn't tell which one was the man or the
woman. Right. She's an older lady. She has very short gray hair. She has a turtleneck on. And she said that you put that man's finger on the button. He doesn't believe in the air quotes in climate change. Do you believe in gravity? That's a theory also. That's what she says. So she is so great because she's like, I would like you to move this man. And the lady's like, that's not how it works.
Yeah.
You don't have the right to move people and stuff. So let's go ahead and she's all going nuts and everything. And they're like, is there going to be a problem? And she's like, well, he blah, blah, blah. So they wind up saying, all right, crazy, you got to go.
crazy.
Oh, they kicked her off?
Oh, they totally kicked her off.
Good.
They kicked her off the plane. You can see the video. The audio is terrible. But they wind up going. And
Time to go.
She's like, no, I'm not leaving. And they're like, yeah, you are. Air marshals came in. They walked her out. And then everybody, of course, starts clapping and chanting USA.
Or pull her out by her face.
Yeah. President Trump kind of insulted Saturday's Women's March by tweeting, quote, watched protests yesterday, but was under the impression that we just had an election. Why didn't these people vote? Celebs hurt cause badly.
He's right. That was my big thing. First of all, I couldn't understand why they were doing it after the election. I wanted to know, and I was very impressed by the turnout of people around the world. These crowds are amazing, but why didn't they get together and do this sometime in, like, August so that they can actually...
They did. He lost the popular vote. Yeah. Well, that's not how it works.
No. We sent Kevin out, who is up for the job here, the empty slot, to talk to some of these women and ask them questions about the march to try and find out a little bit of information about it.
Who do you think is worse, Trump or Cosby?
Well, I don't want to start there, do I? Yeah, all right.
No comparison. Cosby only hurt a few women. Trump will hurt all women in this country. And this is about our ability to control our own destiny. It's about equality. It's more than access to health care. It's about providing health care.
Do you think Trump would find you attractive?
I don't find him attractive. It's my choice, not his choice. This is my choice.
Have you ever been grabbed by the pussy before?
I don't have to say that answer to you. I'm a 70-year-old woman that doesn't have to put up with stupid questions. If you want to ask me intelligence questions, I'll answer them.
Maybe it'll feel nice, though, right?
Don't you ever say that to a woman. Don't you ever.
Oh, did you hear that? She hits him.
Yeah.
She hits him. Listen.
Don't say that to a woman.
Listen here.
Don't you ever say that to a woman.
She just hit me. She just hit me.
Kevin's very emotional.
And then there is a follow-up to that. He starts asking some other ladies a question.
Okay.
Stuff happens.
Can I ask you a couple questions?
Sure.
Why are you out here today?
Equal rights. Equal representation in the government for women and everybody oppressed.
Who'd you vote for?
Hillary.
So why do the march the day after the inauguration?
I really don't know about that.
Nobody knew the answer to that.
It was organized by others and...
Did you just ask a 7-year-old woman if grabbing her was acceptable?
Do you want me to grab your down to see if it feels good?
Boy, he didn't ask her if it was acceptable. He asked her if she'd ever been grabbed by the pee.
Right.
He didn't say was it acceptable, like was it okay to do that.
Did you just ask a 7-year-old woman if grabbing her was acceptable?
Do you want me to grab your down to see if it feels good?
It's an unacceptable question, sir. It is totally
absolutely
unacceptable.
Oh, man.
Because that's not how men talk.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl this year?
Put that aside. You're shaking. You need some opioids?
Ask that woman if you could grab her.
I didn't ask him. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no, you're not enough man enough to tell the truth.
I'm out here asking questions.
Enough to say it to someone. So, you know, you respect for all humans.
Try it. Go ahead and say what you said to her.
What do you want me to do? I don't know what you're talking about.
Tell me what you said to her.
Leave him alone.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
Yeah, Shelly. Settle down, Shelly.
What do you need some opioids?
There was a lady dressed as a vagina?
Yes.
Excuse me. I really like your outfit. What are you?
Thank you very much. Obviously, I'm a vagina.
And why'd you come out here dressed as a vagina today?
For women's rights.
Okay, so did you vote in this election?
Yes, I did. I voted for Hillary.
So why are you here marching today?
Because I'm really disappointed that someone who stood up for women and children was not elected.
You don't think Trump does?
No, I don't.
Why not?
Because he's full of misogyny. He has very bad actions. He's going to embarrass the hell out of us.
I'm curious, so who's more vile, Trump or Cosby?
Wow, that's a close one. You know, honestly, I would say Cosby because of how he represented himself, yes, but how he represented himself to the people where Trump is who he is.
He's a serial rapist.
Right.
That's, he didn't represent himself, though. He's a serial rapist.
So why do this march the day after the inauguration?
You know, I didn't plan it. You'd have to talk to the organizers.
Who is the poor organizer of this? Nobody knows the answer.
It was probably Trump. It was
we'll do it after. Planning.
Well, that's kind of a loaded question.
Why do it in the middle of the inauguration? Yeah. Let the inauguration go ahead, and then afterward we'll make our point.
Yeah. What is Trump's beef with women?
You know, who knows? Who knows what happened to him as a child?
He deserves one.
Can you finish a sentence for me? Make America blank again.
Fair, kind, loving.
Yeah.
What percentage of women out here right now do you think are lesbians?
I have no idea. I don't really care one way or the other.
How many of them do you think are Starbucks employees? Who do you guys think is going to win the Super Bowl?
You know, I'm not asked. This is the woman to talk about the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but it's Steelers, but it's not as important as what's going on today.
Yeah, well, then guess what? You're wrong about that, too.
What's so important about today?
Where are you?
You see all these people? I'm talking to an old lady dressed like a vagina.
Yeah. By the way,
holy.
I love this.
Obviously, I'm a vagina.
We may have a new drop for the end.
I don't know what this is, but it says Ladies Roar.
Yes.
Excuse me. I really like your sign.
You do? Thank you.
What does it say?
It says, hear me roar.
Can I hear your best roar?
No. That's cheesy.
Come on.
You do it, Melody. Okay. One, two, three. Roar!
So why are you guys out here today?
Oh, my. Hold on. You knew they said it was going to be cheesy, and they still did it.
Mm-hmm.
I just think women didn't have anything else to do. I think they were just bored. They should go to Disney World with Blaine.
For social justice for all. We're marching for social justice for all.
I'm curious, why do this the day after the inauguration, though?
It was done in Washington today, and I believe the reason is because they couldn't do it on Inauguration Day. We want to show that we are standing for this. We're not really going to stand for the rights of gays or immigrants to be taken away.
So why aren't you guys in Washington, D.C. right now?
We have to work.
Not all of us could make it, but yeah, it also would have seemed...
So what else do you do in life half-ass?
No.
I'm being nice.
That's not nice.
What else do you do in life that you're half-assed? Oh, there you go, Kevin, with his debut. Good job, Kevin.
I'm very upset he didn't use my question about the little kid.
Which one?
Who do you think is going to be president first, a woman or a little kid?
Oh, yeah. Hold on, there's one more. You want to hear one more?
Sure.
What does your sign say?
This one here?
Hate, not love.
So why are you out here today?
I am here because I'm feeling like our rights are going to be taken away.
Why do you feel that way?
Because they are. They've already passed a few bills saying that they will be.
So why march the day after the
inauguration? Which one? Does she have any idea? Does she know at all what she's talking about?
So why march the day after the inauguration?
I don't know. That's just the way it was scheduled. Like, I'm kind of powerless over that, but I just figured, you know, it is what it is.
So what percentage of women out here today do you think are lesbians?
I don't know. Why?
I'm just curious. What about what percentage do you think would be Starbucks employees out here?
Oh, gosh. I don't know. I mean, we're just trying to, you know, we're just trying to preserve what we women have been trying to create is equal rights, you know, for 100 years. And it feels like we're moving back in time.
Was it the grab them by the comment?
Well, it was about 30 different things, 50 different things. It's scary.
So why is it okay, or it's not okay, for Trump to say grab him by the but Bill Clinton gets away with extramarital affairs with young interns?
Bill Clinton wasn't running for president.
Bill Clinton was the president.
Yeah, it wasn't okay. I never said it was.
Complete this sentence for me. Make America blank again.
Make America equal.
So it's not equal right now?
Of course not. Do you think it is?
I don't know. Do you think Trump would find you attractive?
I don't care what he would think. Find me.
I mean, have you ever been grabbed by the before?
That's kind of a personal question, don't you think?
I was wondering, maybe it would feel nice.
Pardon me?
Maybe it would feel nice.
Are you serious? That's really inappropriate.
She sounds like she's falling in love with him.
Right? Mm-hmm.
How?
You sound like one of a Trump supporter. You really do.
I've actually never heard of Trump, but thank you for your time.
I like Kevin. You did pretty good. He did not get beat up, but he did get hit twice.
That's right. Yeah.
And he talked to a woman who was dressed as a vagina.
She just hit me.
Good job, Kevin.